Welcome to the Pelvic Floor Fit Podcast. My name is Dr. Emily, and I am a mama of three under three. I'm a pelvic health physical therapist, and I'm a certified pre and postnatal fitness coach. And it is my absolute passion to empower y'all to achieve a pain-free pregnancy, the birth of your dreams, and a confident postpartum recovery. Just a quick reminder about information that I share in this podcast. It is not intended to be taken as medical advice intended to diagnose or treat any illness or condition. You should speak with your healthcare provider about any of the topics discussed and how they may or may not pertain to you. While I am a pelvic health physical therapist and certified pre and postnatal fitness coach, we do not have a therapist-patient relationship or trainer-client relationship. Hey there, mamas. I'm really pumped to talk to y'all today about some birth prep info. So if you are expecting, if your due date is not fast approaching, maybe save this one and come back to it. Or if you have a friend who's getting close to their due date, send it their way. But I'm going to talk about some things that we want to do, you know, throughout pregnancy, but especially as we get closer to the end of pregnancy, how we prepare our bodies for labor. And this is so important because labor is a marathon. It is insane, the amount of energy and work that our bodies are about to do. The uterus is a humongous muscle, and it is going to work its booty off to get baby out. And there's a lot that we can do to prepare our bodies for this crazy, crazy process. And I just feel like there are so many things that I did not appreciate with my earlier pregnancies that I'm just constantly learning more and more different techniques and things that we can do to support our bodies. Obviously, birth can be kind of wild. There is quite a bit that we cannot control, but preparation is worth a million times more than recovery. So I'll say that again, because I think that's really important. And I think that's something we don't talk about enough. Preparation is worth a million times more than recovery. Even if you prepare really, really well, and then something crazy happens that's out of your control, it's going to pay off for you. It's going to pay off in some way. So, and I'm saying this as a C-section and VBAC mama. So even if you're thinking like, there's so much in birth that I can't control, so what's the point? Like, maybe even you do all of these preparatory things and you wind up with a C-section like I did with my first. But I'm still telling you, like, doing these things, preparing your body well, supporting it and getting it ready, you will recover so much better postpartum, even if your birth plan doesn't go the way you want it to. And additionally, it does really set you up statistically for a much more likely birth plan going your way. So with that little disclaimer or caveat or what have you, one of the big things I want to talk about today is opening our pelvic inlet. And this has become a little bit more popular, so you may have heard of it or you may have seen it on social media. But if you think about your pelvis, the top of your pelvis is what we're talking about as the inlet. So that's where baby's head should ideally be engaging so that it can interact with the cervix and get labor going and get, you know, everything moving along. And then the hole in the bottom of your pelvis that is closer to the ground is your pelvic outlet. So inlet, outlet, and you can kind of think about it like baby's going to go in and out if you forget which one's which. Now, a lot of people think that our pelvis is a bone, which makes sense because it's typically an incredibly stable group of bones that kind of act like one bone. So that's why a lot of us think like, oh, our pelvic bone, we have like a bone and it's our pelvis. It's actually comprised of three different bones and has three major joints that, comprise the actual pelvis. Typically, those joints are super, super stable. And so again, it really kind of functions like it's one bone. During pregnancy, we have relaxin and other hormones that really relax those muscles and get, or not muscles, sorry, the joints, and get them, you know, flexible for birth so that our pelvis can adjust and shift and move to allow baby to get through our pelvis. And it's actually kind of funny, depending on how much research you've done into like the history of birth. I mean, I've gotten pretty darn crunchy, so I've read a lot of stuff. But, you know, thinking about how used to physicians would actually x-ray pregnant mamas as they were going into labor to see if baby could fit in their pelvis. And if the x-ray made it look like baby couldn't fit, then they would just rush mama off to C-section. And if you're listening to that and going, they x-rayed pregnant women, what the heck were they thinking? Yes, they did, for a long, long time. It actually took them, even after there were tons and tons and tons of massive meta-analyses showing that these x-rays were causing all sorts of cancers in those poor children, they were still doing this practice. It's crazy, because our pelvises are dynamic. Our pelvises are not stationary. They are not something that, like, well, if that's your pelvis, then that's all there is. They're mobile. They move. That's the hormones change in preparation for birth so that our pelvises can adjust and move and allow baby through. So anyway, I just thought that was kind of a funny little tidbit, because that is real, real history that happened for a very long time. So, kind of along that line of discussion, since our pelvises do become mobile as we approach birth, there's quite a bit that we can do to actively promote opening our pelvic inlet to make our bodies more guided towards getting baby in the right position as we prepare for birth, kind of encouraging the little one to kind of descend and engage and get in the right position to get labor started. To get it started more smoothly, so hopefully it progresses more quickly, more efficiently, it's less exhausting for us, it's less painful for us, hopefully. If we can get baby in the right position, then labor is going to go better. And again, there's a ton that we cannot control, and there are, I mean, so many amazing techniques out there now, and so, you know, don't ever feel like you have to try them all, or if you don't, you're not doing it good enough, or, you know, something like that. Just remember, these are tools. And the cool thing is, you know, our mamas didn't know about a lot of this stuff. I know my mom didn't. So we're really fortunate that we have all of these resources. But I also want to tell you, like, don't feel overwhelmed. Don't feel like you have to do it all and or you're failing. Just see these as tools and things you can try. And maybe just start with a couple and see what you think. It's just really awesome that we have the opportunity to have this education. I mean, especially for free. Like, this is a free podcast. So you can listen to this anywhere, wherever you're, you know, whether you're driving or doing dishes or whatever. And you can learn about a way to support your body to have, hopefully, a smoother, easier labor. That's awesome. But don't feel like if you don't have time for all of the things, you're failing. Because you're absolutely not. We all have to prioritize. We all have to make choices. So maybe just pick a couple of these, try them out and see what you think. But the whole idea is we want to basically cause an asymmetric movement with our hips so that we're squeezing that top part of the pelvis a little bit to get baby to get in there, if that makes sense. And I know I'm trying to verbally describe this. If you ever want to see these movements in action, I highly recommend you go over to my Instagram at pelvic.floor.fit. I have a ton of different reels and things that walk you through some of these exercises, because if you're a visual person, you might have a hard time like picturing what I'm describing. But I'm still going to try to describe them for you here, because that's where we are. So we want to try to get baby engaged in the pelvis in the beginning parts of labor. And then I'm going to talk a little bit about what we're doing after that. But a couple of ideas that I love to give mamas is doing child's pose, which you know, you kind of start on your hands and knees, right? And especially as you're getting towards the end of pregnancy, you may want to use a birth ball or a couch or something that you can start up on top of, because doing a full-fledged child's pose where you're like, you know, arms, stomach, face are like on the ground and your butt's in the air can be pretty challenging with your big pregnant belly. So you can use a birth ball or a couch or something to prop your upper body on instead. But we want to, instead of just a traditional child's pose, we want to actually rotate our ankles out a little bit. So our knees are in more than our ankles are. And then we'll rock back, sink into our heels, and roll forward and kind of go back and forth like that. That can be a really great movement to open up that pelvic inlet and hopefully get baby to engage in the pelvis. We can also, with that birth ball, do hip circles. That's a great one. It's also really great if you're feeling, you know, tension in your back, if you are getting tired. It's a pretty relaxing exercise you can do that still kind of creates that asymmetrical movement of the pelvis to hopefully help baby engage properly. Curb walking has become super popular, and I will say, you know, with all of these techniques, they can be very helpful, but there's also a sweet spot, right? We don't want to like exhaust the heck out of ourselves as we're getting ready to go into labor. Labor is going to be exhausting enough in and of itself. So curb walking can be really, really helpful because it does kind of, you know, open that pelvis and get baby to hopefully engage. But this isn't something that we want to be doing all the time for long periods of time, for like weeks and weeks into your labor. There's actually, if you have not heard of it, but you most likely have, the Miles Circuit, which I will link down below as well in the show notes, will take you through three steps that they really recommend for inducing labor naturally. And there's, you know, step one, two, three, and each one of those is 30 minutes. So it takes an hour and a half. So it's pretty long and involved. And I will say, I wouldn't necessarily recommend it for everybody at every point because it can really kind of exhaust you and take energy away that you're going to need later during labor. But if you're like having start and stop labor, if you're, you know, having some back labor and you're trying to get baby to reposition, like things like that, that can be a super helpful tool. But don't feel like just because you're about to go into labor, like you need to be doing the Miles Circuit every day or something crazy like that. Like let yourself hold on to that energy too. Additionally, we can do lateral lunges. So again, kind of similarly to the Miles Circuit, because it's also part of Miles Circuit, they'll talk about going up and down the stairs sideways, or you can grab a step and do a lunge to your side. The big thing is we want to keep it to like a 90 degree angle. We don't want to go way over. Like, you know, if you see your knee go over your toes, you're probably going a little too far, and then it actually kind of closes off your pelvis. But you can just kind of gently go back and forth with a lateral lunge, but don't go too crazy and wear out all of your energy before you start the marathon. You can also do an asymmetrical adductor rock back. So what that is you'll get in a position, like if y'all know about butterfly, right? Where you're sitting and your knees are bent and your feet are together. You're going to basically get in that position, but then you're going to extend one of your legs. So one of your legs is out and the other is bent and you're on your bottom with your hands on the ground and you're going to rock forward and rock backward. And you should feel a stretch kind of in your groin area on the inside of your thigh. And so this is going to asymmetrically open your pelvis. It's also great for relaxing your adductor muscle, again, on the inside of your thigh, which is tight in most of us and can contribute to some pelvic overactivity. So it's kind of a twofer. It can be really good for multiple things in preparation for birth. And, you know, you can just set a timer and do this on one side and then switch to the other side. I like that one in like the child's pose and the hip circles on the Swiss ball as things that are not quite so strenuous and won't make you so tired, like curb walking and doing a ton of lateral lunges or going up and down the stairs and things like that. Those are a little bit more exhausting. And again, they have their time and place, especially like, you know, if you have a doula who's walking you through those things, then you probably really do need to do them. But if you're just kind of doing this prep on your own, you know, 34, 35, 36 weeks, you know, looking at your due date, like take it easy. We don't need to be, you know, trying to do a marathon before we start our marathon. Again, conserve your energy, make sure your nutrition is on point, make sure you're eating enough calories, you're getting enough protein, that you're supporting your thyroid, your adrenals, all of those things in preparation for that wild, wild marathon. But if this is helpful and you want to see some images with this, again, definitely go over to my Instagram at pelvic.floor.fit. I have all sorts of reels and things, or down below, I'm going to link the freebie 5 exercises to open pelvic inlet for labor guide. So you can print that out, you can download it, you can use that. I think it's a really handy resource. And I also want to invite you, if you want even more of like a step-by-step approach with all sorts of techniques to prepare our bodies really well for labor and for birth and to recover really well afterwards, and even just to support our pregnancy in general, you know, like maybe you're listening to this and you're much earlier on in your pregnancy, you're not in the third trimester yet, you're not necessarily preparing for birth just yet, but you just want to feel really good this pregnancy, you know, whether maybe last pregnancy was pretty rough, or the birth didn't go the way you wanted it to, or maybe this is your first pregnancy and you know, obviously I'm really grateful that you're here and listening. That's awesome. I love finding moms who have not done things the wrong way that are just going to do things the right way from the get-go, because gosh, it's a much better way to live. But I do have a workshop called Birth Like a Boss. Obviously with the title, we are talking about birth prep, but there's also a lot of really fantastic advice on how to support your body really well throughout all of pregnancy so that we can avoid all of those common aches and pains. We don't have to deal with back pain, sciatica, hip pain, all of these issues. Like, we can fix those things when they come up and feel really, really great throughout pregnancy. So that workshop is a fantastic resource, and I will also link that down below in case you want a little bit more like step-by-step and robust guidance in this pregnancy and birth prep sphere from a pelvic health physical therapist and certified pre and postnatal fitness coach perspective. But as always, feel free to contact me via email, through my website, Instagram, whatever. I'd love to chat with you. I'd love to hear how your motherhood journey is going. And until next week, I hope you have a wonderful and blessed week. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Pelvic Floor Fit podcast. It is my absolute honor to empower, educate, and inspire you mamas to have the most amazing motherhood journey possible. If this was helpful for you, please leave me a 5-star review and send this to a mama who needs to hear it.